Essay 67 of Parents and Children, Francis Bacon. The joys of parents are secret, and so are their griefs and fears. They cannot utter the one, nor they will utter the other. Children sweeten labors, but they make misfortunes more bitter. They increase the cares of life, but they mitigate the remembrance of death. The perpetuity by generation is common to beasts. But memory, merit, and noble works are proper to men, and surely a man shall see the noblest works and foundations have processed from childless men, which have sought to express the images of their minds, where those of their bodies have failed. So the care of posterity is most in them that have no posterity. They that are the first raisers of their houses are most indulgent towards their children, beholding them as the continents, not only of their kind, but of their work, and so both children and creatures. The difference in affection of parents toward their several children is many times unequal, and sometimes unworthy, especially in the mother. As Solomon saith, a wise son rejoices the father, but an ungracious son shames the mother. A man shall see, where there is a house full of children, one or two of the eldest respected and the youngest made wantons, but in the midst, some that are, as it were, forgotten, who many times, nevertheless, prove the best. The illiberality of parents in allowance towards their children is a harmful error, makes them base, acquaints them with shifts, makes them sort with mean company, and makes them surfeit more. When they come to plenty, and therefore the proof is best, when men keep their authority towards their children, but not their purse. Men have a foolish manner, both parents and schoolmasters and servants, in creating and breeding an emulation between brothers during childhood, which many times sorts of discord when they are men, and disturbs families. The Italians make little difference between children and nephews or near kinsfolk, but so they are of the lump, they care not though they pass not through their own body. And to say truth in nature, it is much a like matter in so much that we see a nephew sometimes resemblance of an uncle or a kinsman more than his own parent, as the blood happens. Let parents choose betimes the vocations and courses they mean their children should take, for then they are most flexible, and let them not too much apply themselves to the disposition of their children, as thinking they will take the best to that which they have most mind to. It is true that if the affection or aptness of the children are extraordinary, then it is good not to cross it, but generally the precept is good. Younger brothers are commonly fortunate, but seldom or never where the elder are disinherited.